keeping nutrient management records. This is Managing for Profit on Brownfield Ag News for America. I'm Dave Russell. No matter if you're a large livestock producer or small livestock producer, Purdue University Extension Nutrient Management Specialist Tamalee Ninich says detailed records of nutrient management practices are a good idea for more than one reason.
I think a lot of producers think that it's only necessary for the larger producers and that it's not something that smaller producers really need to be concerned with, but that's actually not true. All producers need to be concerned with record keeping, especially when it comes to manure issues, because the only way you can have any proof of what you've done is through your records. If someone sees that you've applied manure to a field and by some chance you get a rainfall event and that manure runs off, the only way that you can prove that you didn't overapply and put too much manure on is going to be through your records, because obviously once that manure is on the field, it's really difficult to be able to know how much manure was actually put out or if you put it out at the correct rate and at the correct time.
The Purdue specialist says the main goal of records is to be able to calculate what's been done and to assist with future planning, and that includes helping with nutrient calculations. Now, in Indiana, Purdue Extension, the Indiana Soybean Alliance, and Indiana Corn Marketing Council provide livestock producers with a nutrient management record-keeping calendar.
Manure is a great fertilizer, and when we determine how much nitrogen and phosphorus we put down in the field, it's also important to know how much we're removing from the field. So the best way to do that is, of course, through the amount of crops harvested. So there is a spot in the calendar for any of the crops harvested, for what field they're harvested from, what type of crop it is, what your yields are, and how much nitrogen and phosphorus you have removed from those fields through those crops. And there's also a spot for planning those nutrient needs for next year, so you can write down your crop nutrient needs for the following year and then how much nitrogen and phosphorus you would need for the next year, so you can do some planning as well.
Purdue University Extension Nutrient Management Specialist Tamalee Ninich. Something else to consider. Even if livestock producers sell or give away manure, good records are still essential and may even require some additional record keeping. And Ninich says that even though smaller operations may not be required to keep records, they could still be fined or required to get a permit if manure is not managed properly. That's reason enough, Ninich says, for smaller livestock operations to keep good records. If you need more information about nutrient management, I'd suggest contacting Tamalee Ninich at Purdue University or contact a specialist at your land-grant university. I'm Dave Russell, Brownfield, Ag News for America.